Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, let's say I'm right out of college or I'm starting a new job and I have all these 401k options in front of me as far as investment options, and I'm kind of confused as to what to do. How do you navigate that?
So it's a great question. So one of the most important things that you can do as a future retired person is pick out investment options that meet your goals and your situations. You know, we look at a 401k, you know, a lot of people don't invest every day. They're not, you know, trading or picking out mutual funds. They don't really know what to do. And so one of the things that I've always done in our office, and we've not, you know, currently charged for that service, is help people pick out 401k options that meet their goal at no cost. This makes a big difference. You know, if you look at most actively managed mutual funds underperform indexes. So when you're looking at multiple percentage points less in interest, that makes a huge difference of your lifetime. Over a 40-year period, if you make 1% less or 2% less, it's about, you have double as much money if you make the extra 2% a year. So, you know, would you rather have $1 million or $2 million, right, Hayden? That's the question. So picking out the investment options is one of the most critical things for investors to do when you're looking at a portfolio. And so, but you also want to find stuff that fits your risk level. You know, I'm very comfortable as an investor. I've been investing since I was 12 years old. So I've seen ups and downs. I'm very comfortable with it. If I've not had a lot of experience in investing, you may want to pick investment vehicles that are lower risk and lower volatile, because, you know, it doesn't make any difference if when the stock market drops, if you can't handle the risk involved in it and you sell your investments when they're down, that's not going to help you hit your investment goals. You know, if you look at during the COVID crisis, at the very low in the market, one out of 10 people that had a 401k sold all their stock investments at the very low point of the market. And so probably the most important thing is building a tailor-made plan to your family and your situation that fits your goals, your risk level, and others, and then to review it. You know, one of the things we try to do is meet with our customers every 6 months at least to make sure that you know, the plan is happening, that things are working, and that if you're comfortable with your plan, you're probably going to stick with it in times of trouble. But when we look deeper into investments, you know, you want to build that investment portfolio. You want to have, you know, those large, solid, strong, lower risk U.S. companies in there, the Apples, the Bank of Americas, the Walmarts. And you want to have a little bit probably of those smaller U.S. companies, the companies with future cures for cancers, or, you know, some of this new technology involving, you know, organ growth in pigs that can replace, you know, organs. And those are some areas of the markets that present a lot of opportunities as we go forward. So you want to have a diversified blend of that. And then you also probably want to have some bonds in there too that are lower risk that pay maybe a fixed rate.
Right. And then, you know, balancing risk and return with some investments, the more return that you tend to get, you also tend to take on a little bit more risk with that given return.
Exactly. And that's, you know, another part about rebalancing. You know, one of the things that we firmly believe in is, hey, when you've made some money and you've had some good gains, take some of your profits and put in some lower risk stuff as you approach retirement. You know, if you're 20 years old, you probably need to be in a higher risk portfolio because it needs to grow. You got a long time to work. You know, if you're, you know, 65, you don't want to go through a 50% decline in your money right when you're going to retire, because you're not going to be able to retire. And so, in most cases. And so you want to build a risk adjusted portfolio that fits your needs. And that's what we'll do. And we'll help you with 401ks. You know, we are getting ready to start an individual series on individual 401ks in our area to help people get in the grasp of some of the basic benefits. But we look at most 401ks around this area as a firm. And so we have experience dealing with a lot of the major companies that you probably have your 401k with.
Right. And then the last thing to kind of hit on, by default, if you do nothing and you don't pick an option, a lot of times you kind of get parked in this target date, retirement, you know, like right now it'd be like 2065 for me or something. I would get parked in a retirement date fund to where it doesn't really fit my individual goals.
Well, that's exciting that you're working another 2065. It's very good for the business. you know, but those funds, in all seriousness, are kind of just not the highest quality funds. A lot of times they'll put investments inside them that have higher fees, higher costs, because they're simple, they're easy. They're kind of the lazy option. Like, I can just pick this fund. And those funds tend to underperform in our experience. There is a couple companies out there that have some that are high performing. You know, Vanguard's one I can think of that has some pretty good target date funds. But generally speaking, the target date funds, they pile everything in there. And look, I mean, the assumption that every person that's your age is the same, I mean, that's just not true. No. And so you need to build something for your situation. You know, we've got customers that are 80 years old that are high risk takers. And we've got customers that are 20 years old that are scared to walk outside their house. So you have to build a blend that fits your needs.
Right. And then the last thing is, okay, when we pick the funds inside of this, we don't currently charge for this service. This is something Correct. We do as an added benefit Yes. to help people to get them started or to rebalance it and make sure they're in the right risk tolerance.
Correct. So we don't currently charge to help people pick out their funds, and it's kind of a service. And, you know, we believe you reap what you sow. So we would invest in you with the idea, hoping that if we did well and you were happy with what you got out of our firm, that maybe someday you would give us the opportunity to manage that money. That's not a requirement, but we will invest in you first, because we believe that it's great to have a relationship with us before you start paying us. And yes, it's harder for us to, it does, you know, hurt our profitability a little bit, but we're a firm believer over time that it's paid off. Because if we will help you out first, then hopefully you'll give us the opportunity, based on you see what we can do, to work with this long term.
So perfect. Well, thanks for talking to us about the investment options within a 401k, and thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a great day.